Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, I want to return to the hardy perennial that is the Irish economy and the public finances. Is the cup half full or half empty? This week's economic forecast by the ESRI acknowledged that the economy is still in a robust state, but it also raised warnings over our over-dependence on corporation tax raised from US multinationals. So what is the truth? I'm delighted that our old friend and esteemed economist, John Fitzgerald, joins me now to assess where we're at. John, what about this Future Ireland Fund? Isn't some of the corporation tax being put away there? And how much is in that?
We're putting away about half it. And we're putting it into funds. We also have debt. So you've got to look at the net debt position. And we're in a strong position. The total indebtedness of the state, when you take account of the funds, is coming down below 60% of GDP, coming down all the time. So yes, we are doing something useful with the money, but it is at risk, and we probably should be saving more of it.
I mean, you say that the situation could change quickly. Why do you say that? Because you would have thought maybe that multinationals are, you know, they're deeply ensconced here. Is it that the rate would change overnight, or they would become less profitable and there'd be less corporation tax paid with immediate effect?
The risk is what happens in the US. And we can see just how erratic US policy is. So this isn't about something that we control. It's something that is controlled in the US. And even if the US changed the rules, it would take over a year to come into effect. So the corporation tax revenue is probably safe for next year. It's the year after. The problem is that the rest of the world has a corporation tax regime, in Ireland and Germany or whatever, where companies pay their corporation tax in their head office. If they've paid corporation tax in other countries, they're given a credit against it. So if Volkswagen make profits in Ireland, that'll be taxed at 15%, but there'll be a top-up tax in Germany because their tax rate is higher. So there's no tax advantage for anybody other than American firms operating in Ireland. They're here for other reasons. For US firms, they're allowed to pay the 15% or 12.5% now, going up to 15% here, and they don't have to pay a top-up in the US, so they can reduce their tax bill by being in Ireland. If the US implemented the same rules that most other countries have, then we would lose the tax advantage, and companies would be shifting back their head office to the US, and we'd lose the revenue. That's one way we could lose it. There are two others. The two others are particularly affect the pharma sector. Trump is upset because prescription charges are much higher in the US than in other countries. The study which shows for prescription drugs, Americans pay four times what the rest of the world pays. So Trump wants to reduce the prices for drugs in the US. The profits from these very high prices in the US are earned by US pharma companies in Ireland, and they pay corporation tax on that. If he substantially reduces the price and therefore the profits, we'd lose corporation tax revenue. So that's another way we could lose. And the third way is he's saying, oh, you should build factories in the US and produce in the US. And if they moved their production back to the US, then we'd lose the corporation tax. So on the pharmaceuticals, there are three ways we could lose. On the rest of it, it's if the US changed its tax law. So it's up to Trump and his administration.
And one other problem we have as well is that our export numbers and, you know, even the projections around the growth of our economy compared to our European cousins, that kind of puts us in the spotlight, doesn't it?
People are obviously, they'd like to be like Ireland in Europe, and they see that we're doing very well out of it. But they're not losing corporation tax to us. It's the US that's losing corporation tax. And that's a bit difficult to explain. Yes, we're the beneficiaries of a rather strange US system. We're not robbing the rest of Europe. We are doing well out of it.
Do you think that Trump will move to farm when he's got the other, I suppose, main issues sorted out? Or are we expecting some movement? I know it's hard to know, expect anything with Trump, but are we likely to see some tariff, specific pharma tariff, coming anytime soon?
He has said that he's going to do something. It is clear that he's not going to change the corporation tax rules this year. So we're safe for another few years anyway on that. But in the pharma sector, he may well take action to reduce prices in the US, and that will affect the pharma sector. He may well try and force companies to relocate production to the US, but that'll take time. You can't just build a factory. You've got to get approval for it, and getting regulatory approval takes a long time. So there could be a delay. If he put tariffs on the very large quantities of pharmaceuticals going from Ireland to the US, it's likely that a lot of the tariffs would have to be paid by Americans buying the drugs rather than the companies in Ireland. It'd be a toss-up as to who would share it. So tariffs would have some effect, but it would also raise prices in the US and be probably pretty unpopular. I think that's why he's exempted pharmaceuticals so far, because they haven't worked out how to do something there without causing very direct damage to consumers in the United States.
Yeah, and if his end game is to bring down the cost of pharmaceuticals to the consumer, clearly he can't do that.
Tariffs won't do that. So maybe he's looking at other ways of dealing with pharmaceuticals.
Okay, well, the Canadians have sort of put it up to him, I see this morning, with they're going to be taxing the Googles and the Metas of this world. So do you think that, what are the implications around that for the European negotiations?
I think that Europe will not roll over. And there is a debate in Europe as to whether farmers, imports from the US of different goods, and the Germans want to actually exclude pharmaceuticals, which Ireland does as well, although Ireland is the big exporter of pharmaceuticals. So there will be some carve-outs, but I would expect there would be some battles to be fought between Europe and the US. It doesn't look as if Trump is going to play reasonable, and I don't think the EU Commission are going to roll over. They're going to fight the fight on behalf of Europe, quite rightly. So I think we're in for a bumpy ride.
John, we'll leave it there. Thanks as always for your analysis. We'll talk to you again soon.
Right, thanks.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.